Welcome to the Consider Show.
Indeed, indeed. I am that I am. Some said I am. Some call me Haru.
Call me good old Jadon Parker. Yes, sir.
And this is the Consider Show, episode 24. We actually been out of the pocket for a minute, so we just wanted to come back and share what we got going on. It has been tremendously super busy for Consider, literally on both sides, man. It's been interesting, especially being out here in Vegas, you know, what they call it, the party animals. What?
I almost had a pretty deep, I had a buddy that's going to Vegas this week coming up.
Okay, okay.
And he was trying to get some people to go with him, right? And so he couldn't find anyone, and he like offered me to go, and the only thing I'd have to pay for was the plane tickets to get there, like the hotel board and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, man, I wish I didn't have this fucked up fence situation I got going on.
Yeah, it's been very interesting out here too, because the weather just have changed. It's kind of pulled a Seattle on us. I mean, it was all beautiful, sun beaming hot, getting hot. And it even tricked us, too, because it got so hot the last few days. Then all of a sudden, rain just start pouring. So we're outside getting the workout.
We must have taken it, because it's been nice this week. How's it been?
Yeah, they've been saying.
They hit like 80 the other day. It was like 65 today. It was still sunny, real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the
sunshine.
Beach.
Okay.
It's a little chilly for the beach for me, but you know me, I'm Texan, so most people on the beach there are like in the water and shit. I'm like, God damn it, like 67 at the beach. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, you're right too on that. Yeah, it was interesting. We was out there getting the workout in. I was introducing them to my little program, my calisthenic program workout, and we out there getting it in. So it comes down to the last few minutes. You know, the ab workout, and it start pouring down rain. So we getting all poured down. So we seen this little gazebo. We just went under the gazebo for a few, probably about an hour up under there, just trying to stay warm, dry, and all the rest of the rest. But it's been interesting out here.
I just got to make it work.
You know, and we did some extra. As a matter of fact, that's what I was telling you about. I was working on the muscle ups. Out there, you know, and that was actually pretty fun, and trying to be able to, you know, work on that. Well, it was on a lower bar, but but I was telling Mufasa, I was like, well, to me, it looked like physics, you know, because I get on the higher ones, you know, certain people are tall, so they can kind of pretty much leap some of those particular.
I can do that. It's really for me to cheat on that if it's like a lower bar, because you just use your momentum and just using your leg to jump and not a true muscle.
So it's been, you know, that's been kind of funny, and just going to these parks, trying to find the right park too out here, even though they have them little calisthenic parks, but it's challenging out here because I was laughing because they didn't have gutters in the, you know, enough gutters, all this rainwater. So it was flooding a whole bunch of places out here. So it was crazy.
What are we talking about today, boss man?
So this is what we've been journeying into. So we're going to be journeying more into Pacific. So I was thinking about bringing articles, our particular articles that we post on our particular site, and kind of ciphering them or breaking them down. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like our podcast originally, Technothusiast was doing. We pretty much took different articles and broke them down and talked about what was going on. So I was thinking that format, we could probably still use that format within this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and then the coolest thing, as we're building, you know, having fun with the people, just kind of giving them, because we got so much information that we haven't even put up on the site right now, people. We just got, bunch of stuff. Go ahead.
I know something we can talk about that's real stupid. Now we don't generally want to talk about this, but my niece, I guess she's my niece.
Okay.
16 years old, almost 17, got arrested for smoking marijuana in the forest in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Already? When I heard that, I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. It's like they're arresting her for this. It's like, God damn it. She's in the woods smoking weed. What harm is this? It's like, God. It's happening to other people all the time. It just makes me laugh. Yes. It's like, okay, well, some places are getting legal.
And that's one of the states. Yeah, that's one of the demonized states too. Oklahoma. They're one. They was actually on that list I posted today on Facebook.
What was there? There was an article I saw the other day. I didn't have time to read it, but it said that the feds were going to at least look into reclassifying marijuana. You know, they have all their drugs, and I think they classify marijuana as like a level one narcotic or some bullshit like that. With other stuff like cocaine and meth and shit like that.
They're playing ignorant, and that's what I was explaining to Mufasa earlier. We was talking about the subject matter, particularly why the feds won't do, you know, why the feds won't, I don't think legalize it all the way. Every state, I don't think is going to incorporate it. You know, that's my thinking.
It'll never be all the way. All the way would mean we can grow it ourselves and just smoke it going down this, you know, it would have been nice to be on the beach and you know, I mean, how much more better is that to be on a beach?
Relaxing, chill. Yes.
Nope, can't do that in public. Oh, God, the children.
Yeah, and speaking
of... There was another article that I saw today or yesterday that said that the feds were going to legalize ecstasy. Because of...
That might be a spoof, too.
Because of helping PTSD folks or something like that.
Yes. Okay. I'm sure that does help them a little bit. I wouldn't doubt that.
Like, what about marijuana? What about, it's like, God damn it.
And the plant that literally grows in practically anywhere, any environment. I mean, let's keep it real. I mean, they got specific areas that they grow naturally, but I mean, how they're doing it today, especially with technology and these new growth methods. Did you see that TJ Growers out there? Gardens, TJ Gardens article I posted?
Was that on the website or through the...
Through the social sites, all the Facebooks and the...
Yeah, I did.
And it was interesting because they was out in Washington, you know, some of the best on the planet. They said planet Earth. That title, uh-huh. So that was kind of interesting, even the medical side of it, you know, really testing it and knowing what was going on and how it was developing. Another thing too, like on the website, and we kind of talk in business too, just kind of some things that we've been accumulating over time. I got a address from the brother from Amsterdam, and it was interesting. He was talking about placing ads on the website for us, and we'll get a search amount, whatever, kickback. But I was like, show me some examples. I want to see some examples first of what kind of content you're posting, because you're like, well, we're a medical this and that, but that don't mean you're doing for that particular industry. So I want to make sure we're getting in a relationship that we can both benefit from, in other words. You know, but it's just some things. We did have a joint member. I wanted to explain that, get that out there. Russell Carson, young gentleman out in New Jersey that's been coming on as the editor, as a more of a marketing and proofreader editor. So he's helping out with more of the marketing content, breaking that down, putting a particular articles for us together per se. Looking it over. I'm working on a press release as we speak for this teaser. We're going to put out this teaser 1.0, you know, and we're going to be kicking it with Tosh.0 is going to be coming here and we're going to do a fiesta.
I might have to get him on the show.
Yes, that'd be one of the guys we definitely got to get on the show. Because he'll be interesting little character. He's an interesting character. But yeah, we definitely making some things happen. How they been working? You still been keeping up on them?
I forgot I had them.
Oh.
I forgot I had them, and I just saw them sitting on my desk here, and I thought, hey, I'll look like a little nerd right now. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so it's all good. This is,
do something for you? Yeah. that's enough of that. Yeah.
You know, we've just been like staying positive. I've been kind of putting, you know, getting the magazine teaser together. It's going to be roughly about 25 pages. It's just a little teaser to kind of get into the different dispensaries, you know, kind of give out to the particular audience, let them, you know, get a chance to see what kind of quality they're, you know, buying into, if that makes sense.
I'm going to say it right now. This is the best Nat magazine in the world.
Come on. Come on. I mean, just the testimonials. We got a few more testimonials coming on board, too, as well. And as I was saying, we're going to be adding more content to the gamut. Or, you know, I mean, we got so many interviews we have lined up right now that we haven't even placed on the site. So we're going to have so much content. We're going to have case studies talking about different things, talking about different things in the industry that people want to know about, like the legalese thing. I mean, I've been talking to more attorneys to build it. Getting that information, they're actually, you know, some of the things they're thinking about doing or going into. So it's just it's some interesting things we got going. We're working on some projects, been doing all the production work. That's what I've been doing. That's kind of been stopping us from being more on the social sites, being active. But we got some superior elements we're about to add to the joint with this book club. We're joining this book club promotion with cashflowclub.com. Periscope, you're going to see us more on Periscope. So what we're going to be doing on Periscope is more of a think tank. It's going to be like it's more like basically what we're going to be doing is talk about diseases in certain cures.
Have you done Facebook Live yet?
No, I haven't. I've been seeing a lot of people doing that, but I think I would like to incorporate that because that's actually a little nice platform.
Yeah. I'll look into that because that's going to be the winner right there. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, and it's showing. We're seeing that a lot more because I see Core Reefer be on there a lot and obviously some of the people I follow on the fitness side. So that's definitely something to incorporate. I was looking at how it worked a little bit with my video I posted up on the muscle ups as well as the pull ups. And that it was interesting. That kind of is set up a lot better than it used to be. You remember when Facebook and you just put the link in there?
Yeah.
You remember that time, them days? But it's really detailed now, and it's breakdown where you can put your tag words in there, put other elements in, so you can really kind of track who's actually checking out your material, you know. So it's pretty, you know, it's some interesting things going on. Being patient, you know, that's one of the things. And then recognizing the industry, what's really going on in the industry, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's a lot of women getting in the industry and they're the ones buying everything. Like I said, they're the ones you know, they're actually getting on the producer side more often. but they're the one that's purchasing, you know, making the big purchases, you know, the children.
Of course, they're women. Oh.
Yes, you know, gonna get us beat up, get us banned off iTunes or something.
Oh, I'm gonna get emails now.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. That'd be really nice, you know. Oh, so what you on? What you talking on?
You know, I've got some Raspberry Kush from the Seattle's Private Reserve going on today.
Yeah. So we're messing around with this sour diesel, you know. Mm. And that's actually been interesting. It's kind of got an indica sativa feel.
Yeah. I'm a little I don't have any more blockhead, you know, so that's that's a sad time right now.
Indeed. You know, we've been lately we've been dibbling in that Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. I don't think I've had that. I've heard about it, but I haven't.
It's really nice. It's a really nice feel too. That's a big sativa hybrid. I think it's hybrid.
Mm.
That's the big one. That's been the big one around the country, really.
Yeah, you know? I've heard that.
Yeah, it's been everywhere. It's been blowing up, you know. But we're going to be, so basically, even with the YouNown, I'm liking the YouNown platform too, even though I don't want to be on all these different platforms, but I'm just utilizing what we can do to get in touch with the people. But YouNown, I was thinking of a think tank. So I would read like these little books I got, these little Kindle books or ebooks or whatnot that is sharing information in the cannabis industry. Per se, you know, and kind of reading through that and maybe talking points, kind of like a, you know.
Yeah, I say you just go full reality show and just have a camera going on your live 24/7.
That'd be nice. GoPro. Get a nice GoPro. That would work. Lucky, jump out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, jump out
of it. Yeah, what you need is a hat, and the camera then goes off the hat and then points back at you. And
for sure.
So everywhere you're going, being recorded.
They're doing it like crazy. I mean, this Periscope is off the chain. I've been checking it out recently, and how it works. You tried that telepath?
What is it?
The teleport function. So it's four buttons on top. So the first button, you just hit the first button, and then you have teleport, and then you just hit that, and it goes into these other different countries. It's a really cool feature, but I see what they got going. Then they got Periscope TV as well. So that's going to be connected with the Roku, the Apple TV, you know.
Really, that's interesting.
I figured,
why not throw it on, you know, where you can just watch people doing shit on your TV? It's just, there you go. There's a reality show. Choose who you want to be your reality star right there.
No doubt. And plus, it probably can make them a little money, you know, Twitter a little money, you know, maybe, you know, in the near future.
Yeah. It's a possibility. I mean, if they could figure out how to, like, do like YouTube does, if you do advertising, you know, Google makes money off of it and the producer of the video. You know, so you can start doing that on Periscope or something. I don't know how exactly you do it, but probably the same way, just have some ad pop up or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that I can see that happen. Yeah, something similar to that.
Interesting times. There's always something to try out, something to use.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when it comes to technology too, because it's just so many opportunities, like webinars, things you can bring in, and certain elements, like even with the technology today, you know, make it as simple as possible, you know, to an extent, you know, I mean, far as background, having Audacity, if we needed to record something, or, you know, if I'm taking a Skype call and I'm recording it like that, just making it happen, being able to put it in a format, what you need to do, boom, iTunes, podcasts, whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, a friend out in Colorado, this brother got a nice little podcast studio set up. Matter of fact, I'll send you the pictures. I want you to check it out. It's pretty interesting what he's been doing with it. And he's paying like $100 a month for the space. It's amazing though what he's been doing with it, you know, as far as getting the mics and the setup, the whole nine, you know.
Doesn't take much.
No,
Really cheap.
no.
I mean, relatively cheap anyways, to do just have all the gear you need to do a really high quality podcast that, you know, rivals traditional TV, you know.
For sure. It was yeah.
But we gotta start a buy Haru a new laptop fund. So
That would be cool. I definitely need one, brother. I definitely need
he's
at least
a
definitely.
that's part of our struggle too, has been trying to get connected through anyway through Haru's laptop, which is taking a dump on us all the time. And so it's funny today you're doing it through your phone, which is just hilarious to me that this is,
Crazy.
you know, better than your laptop plugged into the router directly would work.
Exactly. Working smooth too. I haven't had no glitches or nothing on the phone, so
Yeah,
it's
I mean, it's
cool.
not the best video quality of all time, but we can hear you and we can see you and all that good stuff. So.
For sure. Yeah, that's cool. But making it happen, that's one of the things we gotta, I gotta say with the consider model. Keep it pushing, making it happen, do what it takes. You know what I'm saying? These are the things we have been succeeding on, and I would like to see more, and I want to help more individuals and people who's actually interested in what we're doing here, because that is the key. The really key is connecting with you know, being a producer that's producing quality work, you know, where you're going to actually benefit from the articles or from the videos. I mean, tune in, because we're going to be on this fitness, consider fitness. We got a bunch of videos and how to do it and this and that coming your way. I'm telling you, products and services that will last forever.
The
So,
greatest company of all time.
exactly. So, and we're having fun here. That's the one thing. We're having fun. We're enjoying this little route and, you know, experimenting with all types of different strains in the country. I'm able to actually travel a little bit, kind of see some realities of what's going on out here in the cannabis communities, you know, or the lack of cannabis communities out here too, as well, you know.
Not like it's any better here.
You know, I mean, Colorado has been looking great. It's been
Yeah,
looking
Colorado.
awesome as far as popping, getting, you know, getting that rubber band or that, you know, slingshot action going, you know, and then introduce yourself to the world, you know, then you can take it to the next level. That's how I'm looking at it, and I got this, you know, I don't know where that's come from.
Been watching something.
No, not lately. I've been missing the not Game of Thrones, but the Vikings, you
Oh,
know.
come on. Oh, man, that's getting real good. Oh, that's getting real good.
I need to catch up with them, you know. I need to check that out, get my vocab back up to the proper manifestation so I
Yeah.
can go and feed.
Trying to get through Breaking Bad because I'm hooked on that show, so I'm in like season 3, episode 3 or something like that. So it's
And it's,
hard
oh
for me to find time to, you know, sit and watch that show on my own. So it's been slow. I'm like any moment I get.
it's crazy. It's definitely crazy.
That's a legit show.
Man, it gets better each season too.
Yeah.
Each season it gets better, you know. So they knew what they had. They had something special over there, as far as they had a recipe that was on
Yeah,
point.
and I like it because it's what, 6 seasons? It's only six
Yeah,
seasons.
6 seasons.
Okay,
Yeah.
that's good. They didn't, you know, it didn't go too long where just the storyline just get, you know, whatever, monotonous and boring and pointless. You know, I like where, you know, they do a show and just do it really well for, you know, whatever, 5, 6 seasons, or you know, however long that, you know, you stay true to the art form of what you're doing.
Yeah, matter of fact, and I grew up with some of the, well, one of the directors are cast hiring directors or whatever position that is, cast hiring position. particularly, I knew the family. I was friends with the family, Snigowski's. That was kind of interesting too. She was part of that entourage or that success. Because I mean, he's a great actor. We were just talking about him the other day in Godzilla. You know, what's the name? Ben? Ain't it Ben something? Ben
God, I can't think of it.
Creighton. Keep
Rob
thinking
Brian
of
Creighton,
right. Creighton, something. I got some one of them, Creighton, one of them.
yeah, I think
Dang. Think it's Ben. Yeah, Ben or Brian. Yeah. You're right, Brian. I think it is Brian. Interesting character. But he's so diversified, especially after watching that Malcolm in the Middle and then watching him on Breaking Bad. I was like, this guy got serious range, you know.
Too, huh? You didn't really know that based off Malcolm in the Middle.
You know. So that was kind of one of the caveats. And your boy did a really well, he's the actor with him, his backup, the little guy. He's really good too. He
Jesse
really
Pinkman.
surprised. Yeah, he definitely was just surprised. But I don't know how did his movie do that one when he was doing something like the Furious Five crap or Furious Four, whatever the crap is,
I don't know
series.
what he was in.
You
He's got
know.
a new show. I see it on Hulu. Every time I log into Hulu, it shows that he's got a new show of some sort, but I haven't seen what it's about.
Yeah, I gotta definitely Hulu. Yeah, I gotta go check that. I haven't been on there in a while. Matter of fact, I need to go see a nice little Family Guy or a updated Bart Simpson, man, or The Simpsons. I haven't seen a good one lately, so I want to definitely, you know, that sense of humor come out. I had my brother today watching Kid Cannabis.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic, you know, something to store up in there. But we definitely gonna be, like I said, just coming, you know, kind of having enjoying some time, enjoying some, you know, fresh air. I mean, this rain was needed out here. It was so dry. This rain came down, but it came down for real. I mean, roads were flooded, people was losing their minds. You know, so it's crazy out here, but it's cool. Well, people are in their little zones. It ain't even like it's a little like Seattle. They can't drive out here. Let me say it like that. Seattle can't drive either, but they.
Seattle's ranked number two as the worst traffic in the nation now, so.
I would not doubt that. And everybody and their mama want to be on the road. You
God, there's
know.
still a shit ton of people that take the commuter train, though. It's crazy. It's
Yeah,
like, I can't,
that's.
it's just there are so many people are moving here and they're building apartments and condos everywhere. Just
Everywhere too, everywhere.
nobody can drive worth a damn on top of it. So you got a ton of people, no one can drive. That's great.
Go and give them a
And
yeah.
I'm
Go
trying
and
to work, damn it. I'm trying to get to client to client.
yeah. That's crazy. Still got you going crazy way out.
It just depends. Always just depends.
Yeah. So it's been some interesting little. We got a chance to do get on the. Check out the Rocky Mountains, Red Rock. That was actually pretty interesting,
Nice.
fun. Yeah, get out
Do some
there.
hiking, get some hikings, get some in there.
Do some more. We've been on a journey for these parks, so that's what we've been doing around the neighborhood, just going to these different parks, checking them out, doing little workouts, you know. We've been doing some, actually not as many videos, but I'm going to start doing a little more videos, start popping up that like a Consider Fitness. So I'm still in the making of the logo and kind of having some fun with that and get that out there. Theme music, boom, and that be another branch we can kind of go off of too. So, you know,
Sure.
having fun. But other than that, man, how's the family? Everybody cool?
They're alive. I'm gonna say. They're alive.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man. Handle your business. They're alive.
Spinnershow.com, that's the website, I think. I forget. We didn't say that.
LinkedIn,
Facebook, that? Twitter, YouNow, Facebook Live, Periscope.
Yeah.
YouTube. Check us out. We're everywhere. We'll try to get back on track of the show now that we know we can do it through the phone.
Yes.
So this will work just fine. Yeah, it worked just fine. Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Start the credits and all this kind of stuff, right?
Look how we do it there.
Professionals. Professionals here.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, do you know what this song is? Do you know what this song is? Well,
I do not.
It's a song without the lyrics. It's just the music part of it. Just the music part. See if you
can. I don't recall this one.
Very famous. Weed song. I mean, just one of the classics.
Afro Man. Afro Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
And we are now.